Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Good morning, it's 8:22. It's Darren Daly here on The Breakfast Show with Broomhead and Saul Solicitors. My guest this morning is Her Royal Highness Libby Liscoe, the Mayor of Taunton. But Libby's been slightly pushed aside now. Now, don't be offended by this, Libby. Don't be offended. You're all still part
I'm
of the
offended,
show.
I'm not offended.
No, that's
okay.
Good. I would now like to welcome John Andrews, who's the Chief Executive of St Margaret's Hospice. Hello, John. How are you?
Morning, Darren. I'm great, thank you.
Considering the day you had yesterday, you look very fresh.
Oh, well, you know, it's all a lot of fun, really. And it was an exciting day yesterday, for not just for me, but for the whole team at St Margaret's.
Now, just to recap, if you haven't heard the news, St Margaret's Hospice are putting on a gig, not just a normal gig. It's Rod Stewart. It's only Rod Stewart coming to the county ground next year. Just remind us of the date of that, please, John.
18th of June.
18th of June next year. Wow. You must be delighted it's out in the opening, because sometimes when you've got a secret, it can be quite difficult to keep. But how long has that one been in the offing for?
Well, we started this about 2 years ago when our trustees challenged us to come up with something really, really big for St Margaret's. And so, yes, it's been a long time coming, but we're there now.
So whose idea was it?
It was the trustees challenged the senior team at the hospice to...
Sorry, I mean, whose idea? Who chose Rod Stewart, or was it just a few names that went into a pot and...
No, it was we did our research. We were very careful to look at somebody who would be welcome and who would attract a big audience in Somerset.
Excellent. You did very well there. And obviously, because of the success of Elton John, Rod Stewart is very much in the same ilk, isn't he, really?
He would say
to
that he's
to a certain degree.
He would say that yes, you know, he's in that league, but of course he's very much has been in the Super League for a long time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're a big fan of Rod Stewart.
Well, it was originally that glam rock era.
Yeah,
wasn't
that
it?
Mad hair like what you've got.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes, that was my era, really.
That was when you used to party hard.
Indeed.
Yeah. So you've had to keep this secret for 2 years now. How many people actually knew about the secret? Did you know about this, Libby?
Because oh, no, I didn't know.
No, okay.
I know nothing.
No, I know nothing. John, how many people knew about this?
We had about four people that actually
four
knew.
People.
And, of course, we were in that very difficult position about talking to people about, you know, we're trying to organise an event, a big event with a big star, but actually we can't say who it is for contractual reasons.
Obviously, yeah. And how was that for you and the three others trying to keep the lid on it, you know? Because sometimes you can get so engrossed in your work, when you're trying to organise something like this, it could be very easily, in the middle of a conversation, just to drop something accidentally. Did you have any little accidents, so to speak?
Yeah, we were on the edge sometimes, Darren, but we got there, and there were a lot of puns around, particularly Rod's songs and... you know, the odd email flying around saying you wear it well, but don't tell anybody and things like that.
Brilliant. And what about the rest of the staff? Did they get to find out?
They got to find out yesterday morning.
Oh, really?
That's all, yeah. So we, and I want to make it very clear that while we're putting this on to raise money for the hospice and to try and raise the £10 million every year that we need to raise for the 5,000 patients that we look after, on an annual basis. This is also for our staff. And, you know, what I'm hoping is that, you know, our staff will be able to sit there at the concert feeling very proud about working for St Margaret's and the great work that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's you've hit the nail on the head there. It's not just a case of just bringing Rod to town. There is a reason for this. And that's quite a hefty target that you've got to raise each year, isn't it? 10 million.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it into perspective, it's every single day. So I'm starting this morning off knowing that by midnight tonight, I've got to have £27,400 in the bank. And I have to do that 365 days of the year. So
that's your daily target. That's
so
incredible.
It's a big challenge. And of course, St Margaret's employs nearly 400 clinical staff and colleagues to support its services. So we're a fairly big organisation now. And we're an organisation that's owned by the community in Somerset.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are very, very passionate. I know that family and friends where I'm concerned have used the services of St Margaret's. And it seems that most people are aware of what you do. And how long has the service been running now?
Well, we this is our 35th year, so we're fairly long established, and what I want to say is that you know we're part of the public service in Somerset, and it's great being founded in Taunton Deane and being part of the Taunton family, really. So that's fabulous for us.
Go on, Libby.
I think we can be proud of Taunton and proud of St Margaret's Hospice all at the same time. Yeah.
Absolutely. How are you finding things at the moment? Because of the climate, we hear all these stories, and 10 million is a heck of a target to have to reach. But from my point of view, from a media perspective, there always seems to be so much going on, doesn't there, for St Margaret's Hospice, which is great news.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we, like everybody else, have really found the period of austerity really difficult, and I think we need to remember that a considerable percentage of our income comes from people making personal donations,
yeah.
And the £20 that was in people's pockets 5 years ago is now £4 or £5 notes, and people are having to use that just on the basics,
yeah,
to survive and to eat and to pay their electricity bills and everything. So, but we have right the way through this, we've been fabulously supported. But this is the concert, the Rod Stewart concert, the Atlantic Challenge. What we've had to do is actually start to do events,
yeah,
that people come to because they get something from it.
Yeah.
Rather than give everything. And, you know, we're finding, I mean, yesterday, as you can imagine, was fabulous.
Tell me about your day yesterday. I mean, you were just touching on it before we came on out. I mean, this is just to give you an idea of the kind of day John had yesterday, which obviously would have started. Was it the BBC? I think you started yesterday.
Well, if I could just take you back, Darren, yeah, to the night before. As I was leaving, knowing that we were going to announce this in 12 hours' time, somebody handed me a life-size cardboard cutout of Rod Stewart. So the night before, I had to work out how to put that together. And then explain to my wife why Rod Stewart was standing in the bedroom overnight.
But, did you tell your wife, by the way? Did she know about it?
She only knew yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And that's, you know,
wow,
what we were worried. Being absolutely honest with you, we were worried we weren't going to be able to pull this off, and we didn't want to raise people's expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking that when you were talking, John, about all of those moments when you almost despaired because something had gone wrong and you thought, oh, it's not going to happen. Because there must have been a few of those over that 2 year period as
well. Yeah, well, I mean, certainly in the last 2 weeks, while we've been pulling a number of contracts together that are legal contracts, the midnight oil has been burnt,
yeah,
and. But we've had so much support from our lawyer colleagues and everybody,
great,
to, you know, giving their time for the hospice, which
it's amazing,
is amazing
the amount of work that goes into something like putting a gig on like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, tell you what, we'll stop it there because we've got our local news headlines to do in a moment. But I'd be interested for you to hear how your day went yesterday, because you were, like I say, you were touching on it, and I think it'll be quite interesting for the listeners to find out how your day went yesterday. My guests this morning are Libby Liscoe, Her Royal Highness, the Mayor of Taunton, and John Andrews, the CEO of St Margaret's Hospice. And we'll talk more with both in just a moment after they've had a coffee and I've read the news, which is coming up in just a couple of moments. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, Rod Stewart, Maggie May, of course. The big news, which was announced yesterday, was that St Margaret's Hospice are going to be holding a gig in aid of the charity at the Somerset County Cricket Club on the 18th of June next year. Wow, what a gig. Rod Stewart in town, and during the course of that song, Her Royal Highness Libby Liscoe, the Mayor, was doing some air guitar and doing a bit of headbanging and stuff, and it looked very impressive, Libby.
I was busy coughing,
You were, actually. CEO of St Margaret's Hospice, John Andrews, is with us as well this morning. John, thank you very much for coming in short notice, as you did, because I know yesterday was quite hectic. Now, before the local news headlines, we were touching on your day. Tell us, well, you started off by telling us about having to put together a full size cardboard cutout of Rod Stewart.
Yes, well, I spent the day walking around with Rod and having various photographs taken with various people, but the day started for me at about 5 o'clock in the morning when we did our first sort of preparation for how we were going to sort of manage the breaking news, and then I had some radio and some prep for some television stuff that we're doing. But I think the amazing thing is that we also broke the news to our staff and had several hundred emails from our staff, contacts from our staff, wanting to book their tickets for them and their families. So that was great. But just to give you an idea, within the first 3 hours, we had nearly 600 emails
Unbelievable. That's incredible.
And by the afternoon, we'd sent out 2,500.
Wow.
Bits, you know, emails to people to try and sort out things. So
I think it's important to mention as well, because I dare say that people were phoning you for tickets, were they?
Yes, and of course, tickets don't go on sale till Friday.
No. So if anybody wants tickets, where and how much, what are the ticket details?
Well, the ticket, let's start with the ticket price. The ticket price is between £55 and £125. Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot of money, but actually that's a good price for a Rod Stewart gig. They will go on sale through Ticketline, and their number is 0844 888 9991. They won't go on sale till 10 o'clock on Friday. And Darren, can I say that anybody who is really excited about getting tickets, please can you hold on till tomorrow? Yeah. And please can you not phone the hospice, yeah, because our lines are really there for our patients. And what we don't want to do is our patients find that they can't get through to us.
Yeah, very important that. So please don't phone the station. What we'll phone the hospice. I'll put all the details on Facebook so that you can go to our Facebook page and you can pick up all the contact details to get your tickets. But please do not phone the hospice. Now, some other stuff that I'd like to touch on quickly before we finish is obviously you're constantly fundraising. Your target is £27,000 a day, as you've already said this morning. One of the other big ones, which was released in June, was the Atlantic Crossing.
Yes.
Now, how's it going? How's the prep going for that?
That's doing okay. That's fine. That's the challenge of a lifetime, and it's eight legs, two boats, two Challenger yachts. The original, the second version of the steel Challenger yachts. Yeah. So they're very big, and they're very weather resistant yachts, and they're heading off on eight legs. So we need 160 people. That's our target.
Yeah.
And Sonia, our coordinator, is notching up every day three or four people to join. And the legs vary. The first leg is out of Portsmouth via St Malo to Falmouth. Next leg down to the Canaries. Big leg across the Atlantic. Three of us are skippering the boats.
Yeah. Are you on that one as well?
Yeah, I'll be skippering the boats, yeah, for part of the time. But it is spread out between us. And of course, you know, my trustees, I don't think that spending 3 or 4 months in the Caribbean on a yacht would go down very well with my trustees. So I'm only going to spend 2 months and
only 2 months, right? Okay.
But somebody's got to do it. That's how I'm
well,
saying
and,
it.
You know, and being the chief executive, that's when you step up to the plate and say, look, you know,
it's leadership, yeah, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's leadership, and hey, with the internet, then you know who knows how
exactly,
we can.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so we go right the way around the Atlantic on these legs. So 160 people, two boats, and our target is to raise £250,000 for the hospice. And we're working with the Tall Ships Youth Trust, who actually are now the owners of two of these boats. Mm-hmm. Well, they own four, but we're using two of them, and they're handling all the actual sort of logistics around it.
That's phenomenal, John. That's actually 10 days worth of your target, isn't it?
It is.
Roughly.
Yeah, it is.
Which kind of puts it into perspective,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does,
but well done. It sounds fantastic.
It does, doesn't it? I was just thinking, Libby, then, maybe I've got a little dinghy in the garage. What about if me and you get the dinghy pumped up? Or we could get the spider dome, turn it upside down.
Oh, yeah. A couple of rows.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd be well away.
Sorted.
We?
Genius. There you go, there's a little bit of extra helping hand.
We could chuck you a line if we're halfway across the Atlantic.
Yeah, brilliant. We'll do that and we'll just sit in the back and absorb some rays.
We could tie ourselves onto the back.
I like the sound of
this. Get a tow.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is good.
Great, yeah, we'll serve dinner.
Yeah, excellent.
We'd get a suntan.
Yeah, yeah, good. I like that. We'll discuss that after the show. Well, listen, John, it sounds like you've certainly got your hands full now for the next. Are you concentrating finally on going for much bigger, much high profile events, and i.e., as opposed to having many sort of smaller events, let's say?
Well, I think there has to be a combination, because I'm the first to acknowledge that a lot of our fundraising is done by local people in their local communities who are tremendously supportive, yeah, of the hospice. This, in no way do we want to move away from that. That's what St Margaret's is about. This is just the
That's what creates the community feel, isn't it?
It does. You know, it creates the fact that community owns St Margaret's. And and I think the important thing for me is that, you know, we can't help the inflationary rises that we have to deal with. You know, our electricity, our water and everything else goes up considerably every year. And, of course, we have to look after our staff, yeah, and we compete. We're very clear we compete for the very best people in the clinical world to run our services. And that's what St Margaret's is about. But so it's a balance, Darren. It's a balance between continuing to encourage all the local communities to carry on doing their great work for the hospice and to do some big events, which really is testing the water for us. And there'll be nobody, on June the 18th at about 10:30, 10:45, when it all comes to an end, you know, I'm hoping to be able to sit there and think, hey, 18,000 people coming to a St Margaret's event. That's a legacy in itself.
Oh, absolutely. It's
big, fantastic. And then you'll start thinking, how am I going to raise that £27,000 tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's never ending.
Yeah. And then he'll be thinking, well, I've got 2 months in the Caribbean to come, so I've got some thinking time.
Yeah, just chill out and...
Listen, John, I have to say, well done on keeping the lid on that for 2 years. And I think it's great for the town. I think it's exceptional for the hospice. And well done. And thank you very much for coming in at short notice to talk about that.
Fantastic, John.
And we would love it if you came in and give us some regular updates on stuff with what's happening in and around the hospice anyway.
I'd love to do that. Can I just say one thing, Darren, that coming up in December is our Light Up a Life programme across the churches across the county, but particularly here in Taunton. We'd want to encourage everybody who feels they would like to come to that service to join us.
Well, actually, I'm talking to Brooke later, who does the PR side of things for you guys, about St Margaret's Hospice becoming next month's Charity of the Month. We run a little feature called Charity of the Month every month, and it's to help promote all the local charities. So we'll fill you in on that one.
That's brilliant news. Thank you very much.
No, not a problem. Thank you very much for coming in. Libby, as always, a pleasure. Your Honour, Your Highness.
That's all right. I'm sorry I've been coughing in the background today.
Libby's got man flu, in case you've noticed.
Yeah, but we know whose fault it is.
It's all my fault. And it's nothing to do with the fact that me and Libby were snogging at the Christmas fair.
No, but we weren't, really.
No, we weren't. You had your armed guards there, didn't you?
The sad thing is that John's probably going to get it.
I know, John. I apologise.
We pass it round the whole of Taunton eventually.
Anyway, thank you both very much for coming in today.
My pleasure as always.
If you have just caught the back end of this, then not to worry, you can listen again online later and we'll post all the details of that on Facebook. It's 11 minutes to 9. Steve Jennings is coming up after 9 and we're going to check out what's happening on the roads next at Tone FM.